Unit 2, pages 18 and 19. Reading 1. Cowboy Fantasies on a Ranch in Montana.
Ian Henderson and his daughter try living on a working ranch in the Montana mountains.
Imagine you're a 12-year-old girl. Ponies and clothes are your favourite things. You're wearing your new cowboy boots, new jeans, a blue check shirt and a real cowboy hat. When a tall cowboy asks if you'd care to help him round up the ponies. If you're imagining it properly, you're about as happy as a 12-year-old girl can be. I'd taken my daughter to the ranch at Rock Creek, a 6,000-acre spread in Montana, which opened to guests last year, and may well be the ultimate place to live out your cowboy dreams, whatever your age. I settled into a proper western-style saddle and rode out beside my daughter across Rock Creek. We followed a trail along the river before heading uphill towards the high forests. We were glad of our wide-brimmed hats until we reached the shade of the pine woods. This is big, empty country, where much of the American cultural identity was forged by tough explorers such as Lewis and Clark, the first white men through Montana. Tom McCombs told us tales of grizzly bears by a mountain stream as we ate our sandwiches. Together we tracked elk, found where a brown bear had been hunting for food, and trailed a bobcat away from a kill. These are people who know an awful lot about rodeo, fishing, shooting, and the history of where they live, and are itching to share. On my first attempt at fly fishing, I managed to catch a trout, thanks to the help of Alex the fisherman. At the shooting range, Max coaxed my daughter from being gun-shy to shattering 8 clay targets in a row. It's hard to know what those early explorers would have made of the ranch's well-appointed spa, the swimming pool, or the mercantile, full of upmarket clothes where my daughter bought her cowboy boots. But they would have recognized most of the ingredients in Chef Josh Drage's cooking. He spends a couple of days a week on the long Montana dirt roads buying fresh meat and vegetables from the farms farther down the valleys. The ranch house is new, but feels just like a home built of logs ought to. Downstairs there are crackling log fires, leather-covered sofas, guns and animal skins on the walls, baskets of homemade cookies, and books about the history of the place. Everyone has their own mountain bike for their stay, with the name of their room hung on it, and you're invited to borrow hats, coats, and cowboy boots whenever you need them. Someone's paid attention to almost every detail. There are other places to stay on the property that offer fewer people and more of the silent outdoors. Along the river are cabins with underfloor heating in the stone-built bathroom, furs on the bed, and the soothing soundtrack of the creek outside. There are a couple of secluded family-sized ranch houses, and for real isolation, there's Trapper Cabin, which comes with its own jeep to get you to breakfast. When you're standing on the porch, coffee in hand, looking across the early mist on the river to mountains touched gold by the sun, the sheer beauty of Montana that struck Lewis and Clark stays with you. And somehow, Rock Creek makes you feel as if you belong there. My daughter swears she will be back. As soon as she's old enough, she's going to join Big Tom as an apprentice cowgirl.